Near FM presents Jammy Dodgers, written by Kira Gillen, developed in association with Reckless Fascination, directed by Anna Nugent. Please be advised that the program contains strong language.
I always wondered how you and Ivor's mini-me hooked up.
It was a passionate love affair, Yasmin.
Do you even remember her name?
Something to do with a British director? Snatch?
Rebecca?
Ah, yeah. Good memory.
Well, I wasn't going hard like you were. Bet you don't remember taking a nap outside Ivor's office.
You're lying.
Would I?
Yes.
No. In that last week, you were something else. I'll never forget that. I had two nutters on my hands. Well, three actually, if you count Ned. And George. And you were all doing everything you could to fuck up me getting that bonus.
Now yeah, that's not possible. I put a large amount of money in that conto last week. Nine. Who told you you could do that? I don't care if it was overdue. You listen to me. I am this close to landing this deal. This close. Yeah, of course I understand you can't see my fingers. Picture a very small toe. The baby one, yeah. That's how close I am. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Danke schön. Think, Ivor. Think. What would the great Tom Cruise do? Show me the money. Show me the money. Yeah. Yasmin, I was just repeating one of my daily mantras. You're lucky I wasn't having my full naked body organ reducing turmeric milk wrap.
Then I am, Ivor. I timed these things well. Here's the report you wanted. The in-depth eating habits of IKB employees.
You seem less perky than usual. What's bothering you?
Besides the fact that I have to study people eating for the past week? Nothing. I'm just dandy. What did you want that for, anyway?
A professional curiosity. Now, good. I need you to action this right away. It is of utmost confidentiality.
What is it? You're firing more people? We're gonna have no one left!
We are restructuring. And with a restructuring comes the enviable task of cutting loose the masses. From the ashes.
Yeah. But you're not the one on the chopping block, swinging the axe, are you? I literally told them after the last bunch I chopped that there'd be no more cuts.
Yeah, I am not. But the sign of a great leader, Yasmin, is someone who can cut 100 jobs and still cooed themselves to sleep at night. It's the circle of life.
Firing people is the circle of life?
Well, more like the survival of the fittest.
Half my team are here. You want me to fire Luke?
Luke is but a name. One of many whose purpose no longer serves our needs.
I can't do it. It's like anarchy down there. If I fire more people, they will probably chain me up and cancel me like Will Smith.
I don't know who that is. Look, are you a magpie or a parrot? Focus. Five-figure bonus. Shiny thingy. Don't lose sight of it.
No.
What?
I can't do it. I don't recognize myself. I've become this finger-wagging, micromanaging, fake, hypocritical person! You don't know how many times I've used the word agile in the last month. I can't...
Stop! It's called upper management. It's life. Hard decisions. Make them. Not everybody will like you. Naya, things have been a little strange. This is true. Maybe there is something I can do. How about a visa for your family? The whole clan can move to Berlin.
I'm Irish, G4. We don't need a visa.
But Ireland is part of Great Britain.
Jesus Christ, no it's not.
Well, fine. A new position. VP of Sales and Customer Service. But that's my final offer.
What's the salary?
120,000.
Okay. I'll think about it.
But remember, Yasmin, without these necessary changes, you can kiss it all goodbye. No cuts, no savings, no investors, no bonus, no big fat job. So get it done. Now, geh jetzt. I have an appointment with a new seer.
What happened to Madame Divinia Fortuna?
Well, let's just say her financial predictions were getting a little too big for her boots.
What the hell? Luke! Luke!
I'm up, Mom. Oh, yes. How are you?
What are you like? What are you doing?
Just taking a little break. A power nap, you know.
Did you follow me up here?
Follow you? Why would I do that?
No clue. But who takes a nap on the 8th floor outside Ivor's office?
Oh, is that where I am?
Oh my God, you're ridiculous. I don't have time for this right now.
What's that?
That's private! Senior management business, Luke, don't be nosy.
You firing us?
No.
You better not be.
A few weeks ago, you were telling me to quit.
Well, that was different.
You know what? I don't have anything to say to you. Get back to work, Luke. Three people called in sick this week. Three! They aren't sick. They're just messing with me. Our sales numbers are barely scraping the floor, Zoe. And last week we had to pay out 100,000 euro to a woman who snaked in half her leg. Who even insured her?
Roberta.
Who?
You hired her last month from Munich.
Oh, well, she's out of here. She's a moron.
You already fired her.
Jesus, I can't keep up.
Neither could Roberta. That's why she's gone. Let me guess. The emotionally unstable sex god who makes you weak at the knees.
It's not Luke.
I see. So then it is the extremely boring, pulling teeth from Granny's mouth, but equally cute, Georges.
He wants to meet later.
Eh, pourquoi, may I ask, are you still entertaining this young, hapless puppy?
Because he's consistent, Zoe, and I'm hoping it'll get better. Like this place. I think Ivor has money problems.
Ma chérie, how is this new to you?
No, I mean serious money problems. He wants me to fire Luke.
And firing Luke will solve all of his money problems?
No, it's a list of 70 people. Like, you're in there. George as well.
But it's not like you haven't fired people before. You're becoming a right little master chef or whatever that man's name is with the angry red face.
Yeah, but if I fire Luke, he'll lose his visa and have to go back to the States.
Ah.
But if I do throw you all to the slaughter, Ivor will promote me to VP of Sales.
Ah, interesting. And sure, after the debacle here, you probably won't get a job anywhere else anyway.
Thanks, Zoe.
I read a fascinating article last week about why babies are born with fully grown nails but not able to speak. Pourquoi évolution feels it's more important to give a baby a sharp nail and not its voice? Because when life is a pile of shit, we can claw our way out, huh? What use are our voices?
What? That makes no fucking sense.
Life makes zero sense, Yasmin. But you have nails, n'est-ce pas?
What if I help Ivor make some cuts so that we don't have to fire Luke.
And all the other people as well, huh? Won't George have to go back to Australia?
Well, that would get me out of my other problem. Quiet, everyone. Lots to discuss. So, our sales numbers are in, and well, there's no easy way to say this, but you're all bloody terrible. The worst salespeople I've ever met. I should really fire the lot of you. But of course, I'm not going to do that. I haven't completely lost it. Sure, who would I have then? Okay, we're launching a flash sale.
Didn't we just do a summer discount?
Yes, but you're terrible at selling insurance, so we needed to give people some added incentive. Look, it's just until we get these investors locked in, then things will go back to normal. You can continue being subpar salespeople, and we'll still have our jobs. So, before we get started, I'd like to play a little game. As we are all here working towards the same goal, we're introducing 10 steps for the betterment of IKB. And if you can guess any of them, you'll win some amazing, very special prizes.
Extra hours.
Mike? Is that you? How did you get in here? Am I gonna have to take your key off you?
I'll be really quiet. Really, really quiet, I promise.
No, you won't.
I'll give you my firstborn, yes? Well, next month's salary. Just let me stay. I promise to be really good.
Stage 4, bargaining.
Haven't we cancelled your wage yet? No, Mike. Get out of here.
Aww. Always the exemplary leader, Yasmin.
Ned, shut it. Don't think I won't kick you out as well.
What's this?
What does it look like?
The 10 amendments for the betterment of IKB. Jesus, you were serious. Number 1. Anyone weighing over 86 kilos has to pay a seed supplement of 5 euros a week.
Number 2. Milk for coffee is based on a credit system for good behavior. Bah! Only Philistines put milk in their coffee.
Number 3. Internet will be rationed. People exceeding expectations in their bi-monthly reviews will get an extra 100 megabytes per month. And how are these for the betterment of IKB? Sounds like we're in a concentration.
Don't finish that thought, Ned. We need to make some changes around here. These are effective today.
It doesn't really matter.
That's so sad.
Quiet down, everyone. It's not all bad. With every stick, there's always a nice carrot. Here. Zoe, hand these out. New IKB pens and notepads. And if you all give me your sizes, we're getting some new team hoodies made up.
I'm sorry. Help me understand this. On the one hand, you're talking about cutbacks and us needing to save money. And on the other hand, you're buying us hoodies. This is madness.
All right, Neddy. You've made your point.
I don't believe I have. As the self-appointed president of the Union of the Salespeople of Insurance Knows Best Berlin, I hereby announce that you have been voted out. Don't be shy now, lads. The worst is over. In my hands, Yasmin, is a petition for your removal, signed by over 62 people.
62 people? Let me see that.
You'll find that they're extremely valid signatures.
What are you on about? I don't recognize a single name here bar yours, Luke's and Mike's. Who's Torrance Sebecki? That's not a real name.
That would be me.
Oh, what about Yurte Hariki? That's definitely a fake name.
Nope, that's me.
Oh, okay. So I'm not good with names. Doesn't mean I should get kicked to the curb. I try so hard for you all. You don't know what I've been through.
Yes.
No, Luke. It's fine. No! You can't get rid of me. Your petition means diddly squat. Take it up with the big boss man. But if I were you, I'd tread lightly. Or it might just be you guys squealing like little piggies through the grinder.
Hello, Sugar Plum. What's cooking?
Where were you, George? You were noticeably absent from this morning's meeting.
Whoa! I hear a hint of animosity there. That's not how we greet each other, is it?
Sounds like someone needs a hug. Or maybe two.
Yes. I can't take this place anymore.
It's all right, little Rue. Georgie is here. What can the George Meister do to help?
They're staging a bloody mutiny. And Ivor is driving me bonkers with this endless investor stuff. I swear, the more he gets me to make up numbers, the more I'm understanding why these noobs aren't signing on the dotted line.
That doesn't sound good.
And now, he's given me this mega list of people to cut loose, and I just can't do it. I tried to make some suggestions for cutbacks, and they all just laughed in my face. Luke is not talking to me, and if we don't get this bloody thing over the line soon, I'm out of a job, let alone you lot. And that bonus Ivor promised me, and all of this will be for nothing.
Well, firstly, forget about Luke. He's fallen into a cesspit of white man pity, and from what I can see, doesn't know how to swim. Last week, he came to work wearing the same shirt every day. Either that, or he has it in the same morph, which really no guy should be wearing.
I don't care about Luke. I don't care if he falls off the cliffs of Moher. I wouldn't jump over to save him.
Right. It's just you mentioned that he wasn't talking to you.
George, I don't have time for these petty jealousies. What am I going to do about Ivor?
What do you want to do?
Quit.
Well, of course you can't do that.
Why not?
Because you're a manager and you have responsibilities. And what would I do if you weren't here?
You're getting the boot as well.
No, no, Yasmin. You're not a quitter.
I wouldn't be so sure of that.
No, I'm going to help you through this. We just need to switch that George and Yaz charm on. We'll get everyone back in line.
That sounds like a threat.
It was.
Unless you're telling me you've signed Google for a yearly insurance policy, don't bother coming in. What did I... Oh, it's you. What do you want, Luke?
The shit you pulled earlier is no way to make friends.
And why do you care if I make friends? To be honest, I don't even know why you're still working here. Anyway, you've no clue what I'm trying to do. What Ivor is asking of me? I don't know why I'm bothering to protect anyone here. None of you deserve it.
If you don't step down, Ned and I will be staging a sit-in, and we won't be alone.
A sit-in? You're having a laugh. Didn't you take the piss out of me for suggesting that once?
Times have changed.
Oh, they have. I don't know who you are. I
could say the same thing to you, Yasmin.
O'Connor, Jesus, you've forgotten my name already. What are you trying to prove? You've gone from a man with a plan to this dude who's sticking his mast in Ned territory. Look, I know things haven't been great between us, and losing the business was a big blow for you, but I honestly don't know what's going on in your head. You've been acting nuts for a while now, and you look like shit. When was the last time you showered?
It's Berlin. Showering is optional.
That's just the marketing ploy. We actually shower here, and you know that. You used to pride yourself on looking and smelling good.
Well, I've utter interest now.
Yeah, I heard you're dating Ivor's daughter.
Where did you... Zoe. Yeah, I am. You got a problem with that? She actually listens to me, cares about what I have to say. She's supportive, you know. Isn't always putting me second best. Yeah, is you even listening to me?
What the hell? Is that Conrad? What is he doing here? Oh my god, Ivor's hired him back, hasn't he? He doesn't think I can do my job. He's trying to undermine me. And with Conrad, who never even believed in me in the first place.
Yes, you're spiraling. Take a breath.
Am I losing it? That is Connie Puppin Conrad, isn't it? Am I seeing things?
Yes, wait.
Oi, Conrad! Who let you back in the building? I'm joking. Good to see you.
Good to see you too, Yasmin.
But no, seriously, what are you doing here? We're in the middle of serious times at the company. You know, heads down sort of thing. Don't want you distracting our hardworking staff.
Conrad, no good timing. You told Yasmin here that unless she steps down, we'll be staging a sit-in and refusing to work. Can I assume you're back here to resume charge?
Ned, there's a time and place for everything. And as usual, you've no clue. I would say get back to your box, but you'd probably have me written up.
That's it, Yasmin. I tried to play fair, but I've had it up to here. Here, I'm done. We're on a strike. Do you hear me? Refuse to work until you're out of here.
Do you know what, Neddy boy? I've had it to about here with you. Really? I should fire you. But I'm not going to give you the satisfaction of suing this already almost bankrupt company and embarrass us even more. So go on. Stage your little sit-in. Stop working. Do your worst. Really? See if you can rattle me. Cause buddy, I ain't going anywhere. And unless you quit, you ain't either.
It's understandable if you've struggled as a manager, Yasmin. This role is not for the faint-hearted.
I've been managing perfectly fine, Connie.
Right. Anyway, I need to get back up to the 8th floor, put the final touches to this investor pitch, and get this deal closed.
What should I do?
Nothing. I'm sure you're very busy. Here, on the 2nd floor. See you later, ladies.
He's a smug little toe rag.
I find he smells less of sperm these days.
He's going to land that investor deal and then blame it on me that it took so long. I'm not going to be outed by his smug, do-goody face.
Ma chérie, have you seen your emails?
No. Oh, for fup's sake. What are these idiots doing now? I, Ned, blah, 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 hereby announce the strike of our workers. We will no longer tolerate the erratic whims of our manager, Yasmin O'Connor. Until she is removed from her position or our demands are met, we will stage a sit-in. Jesus, did they CC anyone?
No, it looks like they only sent it to you. But you should see something else. Come here.
What the hell? They've really gone and done it now. Where's Luke?
Ugh, there he is. Up top, leading the troops. But really, nobody can say you have not done a good job, huh? I have never seen so much dedication. Félicitations, Yasmin.
Yeah, I'll put that on my CV. Created such a buzzing team morale that my direct reports chained themselves to their desks. Fucking dopes. Could this day get any worse?
All set for our abyssing off tonight, my little roo-roo-roo-roo.
Jesus Christ. Georgie! I forgot. I'm dealing with a little crisis here.
Yeah, I saw. All right.
You know what, Zoe? Fine. Call security. Have them removed. Ivor wanted a bunch of people fired. So be it.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's not be too hasty here. What if we just ignore them?
Forever?
Happily, but no. Just for a day or two. Bet with no one giving them attention, they'll just deflate.
Like a lonely pee-pee.
Yeah. I suppose. I don't know, Zoe. That's a bit graphic for me. I just think, take the one thing they want away from them, and they'll have nothing left.
Yes! That's a brilliant idea! And it's not like Ivor ever comes down to the 2nd floor. So we just ignore them until I can figure out my next steps. I knew I kept you around for a good reason, Georgie boy.
All right. Nice one.
The program you have just heard, Jammy Dodgers by Kira Gillen, developed in association with Reckless Fascination, directed by Anna Nugent, was performed by Bridget Leahy as Zoe, Jessica Okapu as Yasmin, Mike Walsh as Luke, Sean McManus as George, Paul Nugent as Conrad and Mike, Kobolahan Salame Salami as Ned, Sean McManus as Peter and George, Tim Casey as Ivor.
This program was co-funded by Commissioned Naman with the television license fee.